This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins, thank you so much, and welcome to Sports Saturday. And what a interesting night across the area last night. It was supposed to just be a glorious night of football, and then the weather came in. This weather is just ridiculous. It started last fall, about the 1st of November, has just not let up. The spring was a disaster for the sports, for the planting season, and now here we are, the first week of football, and we had games canceled all over the place. Carlton DeVille will play at Roxana this afternoon at 1. Pena will be back at Staunton. They will play at 6 o'clock this evening. Wood River will be at Breeze Central. That game will resume at 6:30. 7 o'clock games has Jersey at Granite City. Mount Zion will face Highland. Muscuda will be at Columbia. Mattoon is at Triad. That's a 2 o'clock game. Collinsville will be at Cahokia. That's a 10 o'clock start. And then games that were originally scheduled for today, Madison at Kirkland, Hiawatha. That's a 1 o'clock start. And then Rockford Christian Life will be at Metro East Lutheran in 8-man football. That will begin at 2 o'clock today. And it was just a weird night. And I tell you what, Carl and I were over in Greenville for the Comets win over Litchfield 37-0. And there was a light show in the sky throughout that ball game last night, but the officials had what we would call lightning blindness last night. And hey, fine with me. It worked out. Nobody obviously got injured, and we got our game in without any delays. But it was spotty, to say the least, over there last night. The weather just was no good across the area. Carlinville and Roxana canceled early. I mean, they had that thing canceled by 6 o'clock, I think, maybe even a little bit earlier. And then a couple of the games tried to start, went through the delays, and then decided just go ahead and postpone until today. And, of course, remember the lightning policy for the IHSA is you must be 30 minutes free of lightning and thunder. That was implemented a couple of years ago. So it's very frustrating when you get, you know, to that 20-minute mark, the 25-minute mark, and then, boom, another streak of lightning, clock goes back to zero. And that was what a lot of areas were experiencing last night. The Edwardsville Tigers, they were over in Missouri to play McClure North. They got about 10 minutes in. That game got called because of the weather. They were going to make it up today. Then they had to just cancel the game outright because there is a real shortage of officials in Missouri, so they couldn't find officials for today. So it goes down as a 7-6 victory for Edwardsville after playing less than a full quarter. And last year over in Missouri, they had to start playing a good number of games on Thursdays just so they could have enough officials to get all the games in each week. And then you run into something like they did last night where you have a game canceled on a Friday and then no officials for the makeup date on Saturday. And we've talked with our area officials the last several years about the need for young officials in our state. And the situation is not getting any better. And if we're not careful here in Illinois, we might run into a problem like Missouri's facing right now where you have to move games to Thursday night, or you have to just kind of maybe have earlier start times. That Edwardsville game, that was a 4:15 start yesterday, and I don't know for a fact, but I'm going to maybe assume that those officials then had a game later on in the evening. So we'll see how that situation unfolds here as the season moves along. There were some games actually played last night, believe it or not. Mentioned Greenville beat Litchfield 37-0. Vandalia topped Gillespie 41-12. And Southwestern beat Hillsboro by the final of 18-14. Of course, we got our ball games from last night podcasted for you online right now at WQSMIRadio.com. Happy to be joined on the phone right now by Carlinville head coach Chad East today. And coach, well, we've talked on Saturday mornings a number of times when you've got a game on Saturday. It's just usually a playoff game.
Yeah, it didn't work out for us last night. So, you know, it is what it is. You can't control Mother Nature, that's for sure. So.
Yes, Mother Nature won last night. Did you guys travel down to Roxana?
Yeah, we did. We had talked earlier in the day, and we thought maybe there was a gap in there that we may be able to sneak it in. But when we got down there, to be honest, it actually worked out in our favor. We didn't even go out on the field. And it started thundering and lightning a little bit in the distance. We sat in the locker room, and then the radar just kind of exploded. So we made the decision early. We got home at a decent time. You know, I think those are things that play into that decision, which is crazy to talk about week one for some reason, but it always seems to happen week one or two.
And, you know, you talk about in football, really all sports, but football, you can control the things you can control. But, man, it has to be frustrating when it's week one. Everyone's so amped up. You're ready to go to hit somebody else, and then you got to wait another 24 hours. That had to be a long night.
I guess. I don't know. You know, it is what it is. I hate that statement. You know, I've talked about that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, I got on the bus. I told the kids, and I said, look, it just is what it is. Go home, you get a good night's sleep, get your butt back here, and, you know, that's just what how you do it. So, you just kind of adapt and move on. So, you know, it's going to be fine. Most teams don't want to play in a mud bowl. I know we had some rain games last night. We talked over time and history. You know, that's not a real indication of who you are if the weather plays a point in it. You don't even know what you have yet. In some cases, to work things out and to work that out in the rain probably isn't beneficial to anyone.
I know when you have a playoff game on a Saturday, you'll get together in the morning, maybe have a breakfast because usually you have a bit of a road trip. What's the plan for this morning? What time will you head down to Roxana?
Yeah, we just finished up just small donuts, hello session, just to make sure they got their butts out of bed, to be honest, because they're 16, 17, 18-year-olds. So, you know, make sure that happens here. We're going to move the bus at 10 and treat it like a playoff game. So, when we get down there, stuff like that. So the parents have done a great job with it. Little things like that. It's really no difference, to be honest, than a 1 o'clock start on a Saturday. So.
And I know what your answer will be to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. You played today, and then you're going to have a short week with Vandalia coming into town. Any concern there?
Yeah. I would say no if it would have been, to be very honest with you, Tim. I will not give you the politically correct answer this morning. If this was week five or six, I think that would be different.
Yeah.
I think all coaches go into week one. I don't care what kind of team you have. It doesn't matter. There are certain uncertainties that you have to get worked out, and Saturdays are usually those times before you really start diving into your next opponent's plays and what they do well. So, you know, obviously that's going to get pushed back 24 hours, so we'll have to get back tonight and get it uploaded and sent off, and then maybe take a hard look at ourselves. We'll be starting it tomorrow morning looking at Vandalia.
Will you bring the kids in on a Sunday, or will they get tomorrow off?
I'm a firm believer that they get Saturday and Sunday off. We do not watch film on the weekends. I know there's probably 10 coaches thinking, oh, my God, he's an idiot. We just don't do it. I've done it early in my career. I just don't. I think that we work them very, very hard. We try to press them Monday through Friday, and our expectation level is very, very high. And I think that they should get some time off. I think they need time away from us. And, you know, it's the reverse, too. We kind of need time away from them to get it all absorbed and move on to the next week or the next round or however you want to say it.
Well, I'd say it's worked out pretty good for you. The results kind of speak for themselves.
Well, I guess, you know, that'll probably backfire on me here eventually. But,
hey, you can blame me, Chad.
All right. So, I do think they need a break. They're still kids. You know, you and I talked about the off seasons and what's expected of them and that type of thing. I do think you have to keep a perspective on what their lives are. You know, they're not quite full adults yet, and we're trying to train them to be that. So I think they need a mental break like everybody else does.
Excellent. Chad, thank you for a few minutes this morning, and best of luck this afternoon at Roxana.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers. And, again, they will play at 1 o'clock today in Roxana. So, you heard Chad say they got down to Roxana last night but never actually got out onto the field. And there were a couple of games that got started and then had to stop. And that's the last thing you want, David, is to get out on the field, get hot, so to speak, and then have to shut it back down and then get hot again. Shut it down again. And that's, you know, a lot of times when you get lightning in the area, rain is one thing. You can play through the rain. It might not be ideal. But very rarely is there just one lightning delay.
Yeah.
It usually morphs into two, three, and a lot of times postponement. I'm glad it worked out because there was, we were looking right at it, and, I was seeing lightning all over the place. And it's not like it was close. Yeah. Lightning. You know, nobody was in danger.
Well,
I don't want people to get that impression.
Point for the Lightning too. I mean, you were up in a press box. The officials were down on the field.
That is true. I've seen enough of it though, David. Some officials look for it actively. Some officials are like, what?
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see anything.
But to your point with not going out on the field and everything, I mean, it's also nice that they made the decision early enough to where the players were and the team was able to get back home at a decent hour, because then, you know, you're not up at all hours of the night just to play another early afternoon game the next day.
Well, that's exactly right, because, I mean, it takes time. Remember Duffy was telling us last week that because they don't have back-to-back road games this year, the Toppers, and about just how much stuff you have to take to play a road football game. And so by the time you go through a lengthy Lightning delay, get all the kids showered up, get all the gear loaded back onto the bus, it just takes time. And so, yeah, for Carlinville, it's good that they were able to get home early and then get amped up to go today at Roxana. Staunton will host Payne, and that game will be played at 6 o'clock this evening. That's a game that got started last night, I do believe. Didn't play much. And then,
I wasn't even sure they got started. I thought they were in a delay at the beginning.
Well, that's probably a better way to put it right there. That was not an early cancel. They were set to go at 7, and then I think you're probably right, went in to a delay. And then, like we said, once the Lightning starts, you're not usually going to get out of it. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Back with more in just a moment. All right, David Jenkins, thank you very much. Let's run down some more scores for you from last night in the Sangamo Conference. Moreau Forsyth beat North Mac 26-18. Auburn over New Berlin 35-6. The game of the night in the Sangamo, Williamsville went into Athens and beat the Warriors 27-12. Porta beat Plains 19-18. And Pittsfield put up 60 points and beat Riverton 60-28. In the WIVC, it was North versus South, Camp Point Central over Greenfield Northwestern 20-6. Carrollton beat Minden Unity 40-14. Jacksonville Route topped West Central 14-13. Beardstown over Calhoun 30-6. North Green over Triopia 28-14. And Brown County beat Pleasant Hill by the final of 35-6. Again, a couple of South Central games will be played today. Carlinville is at Roxana. That's a 1 o'clock start. Pena will be at Staunton. That game will begin coming up at 6 o'clock. There were three games played in the South Central last night. Greenville beat Litchfield 37-0. Vandalia over Gillespie 41-12. And Southwestern went into Toppertown and beat Hillsboro 18-14. Certainly a score that stood out for many. And Topper head coach Aaron Duff joins us on the phone right now. And Coach, I'd say good morning, but I don't know that it is for you.
Oh, it's a good morning. I'm breathing oxygen, and we're good.
there we go. And, you know, that is the perspective. I should have known that was the outlook that you would have. It follows right along with Terry Tote. You know, you have something in sports happen like this, and Terry would always say, the sun will come up tomorrow. And what do you know? It did.
Yep, I'm glad it's not raining.
Yeah, exactly. Did you guys play in consistent rain last night?
Yeah, pretty much the whole time. I mean, a little bit in the beginning of the game. We got a little bit in. We had a short right at the second half Lightning delay for, you know, the 30 minutes, but that was about it. But, yeah, it rained pretty much the whole game.
You got away with just one Lightning delay. That's amazing. They're usually strung together.
Yeah, no, it was just right when we came out second half, there was a couple flashes, and that was it.
Duffy, we talked last week on the preview show about no week in the South Central is easy, and it doesn't matter what people might think Team A, B, or Team B will be. And I guess last night was a good example of that for your kids.
Yeah, Pythol was, you know, better than expected. They're much improved. We had a lot of, you know, inexperienced guys out there, got some experience last night, did some growing. Our kids gave 100% effort, and we're going to beat some people. We're going to get better from this, and like I said, we're still going to surprise some people. One game doesn't define our season.
And when you have a bunch of new kids getting that first taste of the Friday night lights, this is the type of thing that can just happen when you play sports.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, some things go out the window. A lot of things are fast. We're watching film and learning right now. And like I said, I like our guys. I like our effort and their attitude. So that's going to go a long way with us. And I guarantee you, we're gonna knock somebody off later in the year.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for 1 second. And the defense looked like it was good last night. You give up the 18, but just 14 points on the board. So as you kind of assess things here, where do you need to improve?
I think we had a pretty good rushing game last night. We had quite a few yards, I believe. I haven't seen the actual stats. We moved the ball. We just didn't get in the end zone a couple times. The one turnover and a couple penalties stopped us. Just got to clean up all the little things, you know, typical week one stuff, and we'll get back at it this week.
And, you know, that's the thing. Like, you can get the yards, but if you move the ball 20 to 20 and can't cash, then, you know, you come up with a lot of empty drives.
Yep. And, you know, it was like that a little bit out there. You know, give PSL credit. They were a much improved football team. Like I said, we just got to do some little things. We got that game one experience under our belt now, and we're just going to keep building.
Did you come out healthy?
Yeah. Yep. We're good to go.
All right. Aaron Duff, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir. We'll let you get back into that film study.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hilltoppers, and always optimistic. And that, you know, that is the perspective that you need when you're a high school coach, junior high, youth coach, I don't care what it is. When you're coaching kids, you have to have the perspective and keep it all in line for what really does matter. And remember, Aaron has been through some health scares of his own over the last few years. And, you know, when Terry was sick and going through his battle, I really thought about that. Like, you don't appreciate health. You don't think about it until you don't have it. And then when you don't have it, that's all that you think about. So, you know, when you go through something health-wise and you come out on the other side like Duffy has, it really does allow you to keep things properly slotted in terms of importance. Of course they want to win. They didn't want to lose last night. The effort was there. They just didn't get it done. But when you have the positive outlook that Duffy has, that will feed down through his team. There's no panic. There's no mass hysteria going on with the Hilltoppers right now. And as you said, he's confident. We're going to surprise some people. We're going to beat some people. And a lot of times, an angry team, which is what Hillsborough will be now moving forward, becomes a dangerous team. So we'll see what happens for the Toppers as they move forward here in the 2019 season, but certainly not the way that Hillsborough wanted to start last night. And it doesn't get any easier for them. They will travel to Staunton next week, and that is a broadcast we will carry on WUSMI FM 106 next week. Our other broadcast feature next week will have Vandalia at Carlinville. That'll be live at 7. Hillsborough at Staunton will follow all the action all season long on FM 106 and online at WUSMIRadio.com. Running down some more scores from last night, North Mac. I meant to say Nokomis, but North Mac came out of my mouth. They lost to Murrow Forsyth 26-18. Nokomis was in non-conference play. They beat Ocala Valley by the final of 31-24. In eight-man football last night in a game we had on WUSMI FM 106, Pawnee beat Bunker Hill 38-18 as the eight-man season is off and rolling. Back into 11-man football, non-conference play, Civic Memorial over Marquette, 22-0. South Fork beat Clinton, 50-14. Taylorville over Mount Vernon, 28-24. St. Teresa downs Tri-Valley, 41-0. Monticello, the defending 3A champs, beat Stanford Olympia, 42-32. Charleston over Macomb, 35-25. Bartonville Limestone winners over Lincoln, 14-0. Marion beat Muhammad Seymour 34-13. Red Bud over Pinckneyville 25-14. It was Centralia topping Salem 35-6. Central A&M beat Westville 41-6. Tuscola beat Villagrove Heritage 55-14. Warrensburg Latham beat Robinson 21-20. And we mentioned the Edwardsville game earlier, called in the first quarter due to weather and then unable to find officials for today, so Edwardsville winds up with a 7-6 win in week one, playing not even a full quarter of football. And then the blowout of the night comes from the Big 12 Conference. Peoria High School beat Champaign Centennial. Centennial scored 14. Peoria scored 96. 96 points in week one for Peoria. They had 70 at the half and obviously a running clock in the second half, and they wind up with 96 points last night. That is, to say the least, a big number, and it's hard to believe that won't wind up being the high watermark of the year for points scored across the state. While we have a minute here, let's switch gears and talk some volleyball. Busy day for volleyball here on this final day in August. The Carletonville Classic is underway this morning. The varsity games in the high school, the JV games in the middle school. Carrollton taking on Athens. That's a match that began at 9 o'clock this morning. Carletonville versus Westland will follow at around 10. The third place game scheduled for 11 with the championship at noon. Staunton will play a couple of games today over at the Fairfield Invite. They take on Christopher coming up this morning at 10:45 and then face host Fairfield at 1:30. And when we talked to Janine Lusico during our volleyball preview show a couple of weeks ago, she talked about how they wanted to get into a tournament early in the year because they jumped right into conference play last year with Payne, and that wound up being their only conference loss of the season. So they'll get some good tests over there in Fairfield today. Will the Bulldogs. The 11th annual Lady Shells Invitational is today in Roxana. This is one of the premier small school early season tournaments. It's the final day. They're into bracketed play now in the championship bracket, high school gymnasium, coming up at 11 o'clock this morning. Jersey will take on host Roxana. And believe it or not, the Shells have never won this tournament. They're consistently powerful, but yet have never won their own tournament. Then Southwestern, who won the tournament last year, they will take on Civic Memorial. That will be at noon. Then the championship game is set for 2 o'clock. Joining us on the phone right now is Gillespie head coach Jake Bilbrook. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, how was the weather over there last night?
I would imagine just like it was all throughout the area. Not pretty, not ideal, but it was what it was.
How did the field hold up?
Field actually did all right. I think that, you know, our maintenance guys did about as good a job as any and, you know, getting it ready for the season. And, you know, a little thicker this year, I think. So hopefully it'll, you know, stay that way throughout the year.
Jake, as a football coach, you spend so much time preparing. You've got a plan that you want to go with. And then when the weather does what it did last night, how frustrating is it for you when, and a lot of times, you kind of have to maybe change what you wanted to do because of the weather?
Yeah, it's pretty frustrating. I mean, you know, like I said, it is what it is. I mean, Van Davis playing on the same surface that we were. I'm sure they were feeling the same way. And, you know, we're kind of built for that situation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for whatever reason, last night, we were just having some trouble getting our footing. I mean, you know, Van Day is a big, strong team, and got to give them all the credit in the world. But, you know, yeah, I think to answer your question, yeah, well, it's a little frustrating just because you do kind of prepare for one thing and, you know, kind of have to adjust on the fly. But, yeah, I mean, you know, no excuses about it. Van Day is a good ball team, and they handled it.
And you've got some talent, but you got some kids in some new places this year. And so anytime that is the case, week one is always a challenge.
Yeah, that's the way it is every year. And, you know, week one, you know, turnovers especially can be an issue. Both teams last night were pretty sloppy, you know, handling the football. And, in some ways I thought that it kind of benefited us a little bit. They're a shotgun team, so they were putting the ball on the ground a little bit. And, we had some opportunities, just couldn't take advantage of those mistakes.
Is it hard to get a sense of certain things you really want to get cleaned up when the weather might have been a factor in some of it?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got to kind of look at it with a grain of salt. I mean, you know, if you know, they returned a punt last night, and you know, we had an issue with, you know, we're kicking the ball deep and kids maybe not getting broken down, you know, quick enough. You know, we trying to tell them to, you know, you got to start your breakdown about 10 yards, because, I mean, you know, that slippery footing, I mean, you gotta really slow yourself down. And so, I don't know, I think we're just kind of going to go back and look at the film with a grain of salt and, make the improvements that we can and see, and, you know, go for that. Get ready for week two.
Yeah, but, I mean, come Monday, this game on Friday, it's out of sight, it's out of mind, and you turn your attention to Litchfield.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we set our goals at the beginning of the year. I told them after the game, you know, one game does not make or break the season, and all of our goals that are up on the board are still attainable. So, yeah, I mean, you said it exactly right. You know, one week at a time, I know it kind of gets, you know, frustrating to hear from the old coach's cliche book, but, you know, I think the players and coaches, definitely, you know, you kind of have an outlook at how you think the season is going to go, and you know what you got, and then, you know, after week one, especially after a loss, it really does go back to one week at a time, one play at a time, one practice at a time.
Jacob Bilderberg, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, and best of luck next week, sir.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Jacob Bilderberg, the head coach of the Gillespie Miners, and, you know, when people prognosticate about seasons and games, it's always the same, whether it's college, pro, or high school. The schedule comes out, and you look at the schedule. Where are the wins? Where are the wins? And I don't think, I mean, the folks in Gillespie, the kids in the locker room, the coaching staff, they want to win every game. That's how you have to approach it. But I think for a lot of people, when they look at the schedule, they didn't think, oh, week one against Vandalia, that's a win for the Miners. So you heard Coach Bilderberg allude to it, that all of our goals are still right in front of us. Nothing has changed there. And so Gillespie will travel next week to Litchfield and take on the Purple Panthers. And head coach Tom Priddle joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good this morning. And, Coach, I'm going to be quite honest. I thought your team last night looked better than they did at any point last year.
Oh, absolutely. The kids came out. They were been hungry all summer, ready to play. They were excited to get out on the football field and play some football last night.
And it was a good football type of night. The rain was coming down, and it was a fun night of football. And after the first quarter, it was 7-0, and that just had to be a good feeling for you, for your kids, to be in a football game when the second quarter began.
Well, yeah, guys, you know, like I always tell my kids, it doesn't matter if it's 104 out or if it's 10 degrees out and sleeting, it's football weather. So, yeah, coming out last night and in the first quarter, the end of there being 7-0, considering I'm the defensive coordinator this year, it's a big deal for me. And to be able to do that against a program such as Greenville and Coach Hutch and staff out there. So
you forced two turnovers, and you spent a good amount of time in the defensive backfield. Jefferson Thomas and Dylan Maxwell come to the front of my mind thinking about that. And from a defensive perspective, you really did have to like what you saw.
I really did. And we've been expecting a lot out of these kids all summer long. And I think Dylan came away with something like 15 tackles, and three of them were for a loss. Mm-hmm. So, and he's one of those kids we were really looking for stepping up this year, and he did well for us last night. And Jefferson, you know, we've been beating him down at defensive end pretty good, and he responded last night as well. So, couldn't be happier with the product that they put out on the field for us last night.
And offensively, it was tough to keep sustained drives going. You'd get a nice play, then have a penalty or a big negative play. But I thought Clayton Walsh, he really showed nice, especially running the football from the quarterback position.
Yeah, Clayton has made leaps and bounds progress this year. One of the things I told him at the end of last year, I was going to go out and find him an offensive coach because I just wasn't good enough at it. And I did. I went out and find Coach Barnes and Coach Weiss, and they came in and they really worked with Clayton this year and worked with the offensive line. And, you know, despite the mistakes that we had with some balls being on the ground and stuff like that, they really did well. And so it paid dividends to go out and find some coaches that really could work with our offense this year.
And, you know, it was raining last night, wet field, wet ball, so I know that was a factor. But there were a lot of shotgun snaps that just weren't where they need to be. And when the shotgun snap is off, it just messes up the timing of the whole thing.
Yeah, especially when you're running an offense such as we've been running. It's got to be there. It has to be on time. And because if the quarterback's got to take his eyes off of where he's looking,
you know, those guys moving around pretty quick on defense, and they're not there when the quarterback gets his eyes back up.
And, you know, it was 37-0 last night, but, Coach, no running clock. And in a season where last year every game was a running clock, I know moral victories, you know, we're not big into those, I understand that. But you got to start somewhere. And I thought last night was a good place to start for the Purple Panthers to put last year behind and move forward.
Yeah, they did. They responded really well to last year. And again, like I said, last year the community and the kids, they really rallied around the program. And this year a lot of kids came out wanting to be a part of what we did last year. So with that, you know, comes obviously some more athletes and guys that have been putting in 4 years of weight room time, and it shows, and it shows. They're much, much more improved this year than they were last year. The freshmen that we had last year stepped up. They worked hard in the off season and stuff like that. Got into summer, they were here and ready to play football, and they're significantly improved from last year as well. So a lot of those kids that were starting as freshmen last year were starting for us again this year. So, you know, that's just how much they were able to improve over the summer. And we're pretty happy with it.
Absolutely. Tom Priddle, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir.
Hey, no problem, guys. Have a good day.
All right. That is Tom Priddle, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They will be home to Gillespie next week and then host Southwestern coming up in week three. But it is clear that they are a different operation than they were last year. Will it translate to wins and losses? Have no idea. No way to know. But I do know they look completely different in every positive way than they did a year ago. Let's start talking some Prairie State football as Nokomis head coach Paul Watson joins us on the phone. And Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. And you got your season off on the right foot last night, 31-24 over Ocala Valley. Just tell us a little bit about the ball game last night.
Well, yeah, like you said, you know, we started off 1-0. The first half, we were kind of sluggish and a little slow start there. Too many penalties. I think we ended up with about 137 yards in penalties, which usually if you have that, you don't come out on top. But luckily, we were able to overcome that little bit of adversity and, you know, got things going in the second half.
Hey, Paul, it's always nice when you get the win and then can still harp on something like, boys, that is too many penalties. That's not going to work moving forward, opposed to having to do it after you lose a game.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we watched the films will go in here with them, and that's what we said. You know, we're glad we got the 1-0, but, you know, we've got a lot of things to work on, especially going against A&M next week.
And, you know, that's exactly right. That will be a stiff test next week, and it's always nice to get that early season challenge.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, last night I think, you know, with small school football, you know, you're going against our younger kids at practice and stuff. You don't get to see that, you know, varsity, basically caliber of, you know, practice defense, practice offense against it. And, you know, last night going against Sullivan, you know, they hit pretty good. And, you know, like I said, first half, it kind of took us a little bit to realize we weren't playing our younger kids. So we had to step it up. So I think, you know, we're on the right track here with the second half, and hopefully next week we can go up there and continue what we've done in the second half.
And when you've got younger kids, Paul, you know, you can have the scrimmage game, you can have your practices, but nothing can replicate Friday Night Lights.
No, you're exactly right. You know, there's nothing like it. And you know, that was at Sullivan. They got a beautiful facility up there, and, you know, sunset was coming down, lights was on, and, you know, like I said, first half is iffy, second half, you know, we start hearing the pads start popping, and there's nothing like it.
Did you come out healthy?
We did, for the most part. You know, we got a few bumps and bruises there that, you know, we'll ice and take care of, and like I said, we'll get back to work here this next week and get ready for A&M.
Sounds good. Paul Watson, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
All right. Good luck to Nokomis next week as they will take on Central A&M. That will be a stiff test, as Paul Watson alluded to, as they started the year Central A&M ranked in state, and they won last night. I had that score somewhere. They won with relative ease. I think 41-6 was the final for Central A&M last night in their week one victory. We're rolling along here as we're talking high school football after what was a interesting week one after the weather caused the cancellations to a number of games. Carlinville will be at Roxana at 1 o'clock today. Pena will be at Staunton at 6 o'clock this evening. You've got Wood River and Bree Central. They will resume their game at 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, you've got Jersey at Granite City. Mount Zion is facing Highland. And Muscoota will be at Columbia. 2 o'clock has Mattoon at Triad. 1 o'clock, this game was supposed to be played today. Madison at Kirkland, Hiawatha. And then Collinsville will be at Cahokia. That will be at 10 o'clock this morning. You can find our broadcast from last night and a podcast right now at WQSMIRadio.com. We need to get to a break. Sports Saturday rolls on following these messages.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. We've got Fighting Illini football coming up today. They will host Akron in their season opener, 10 o'clock pregame on WAOX 105.3. The Ox, and then all sorts of Cardinal baseball for you the next 2 days. They will play back-to-back doubleheaders. That is so rare. 11:20 game one today, 5:20 game two tonight. Then tomorrow, 11:10 pregame for game one, 5:10 pregame for game two. All of it on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And you know, tomorrow being the 1st of September, the rosters will expand to 40. So that's a positive for the Cardinals there. But, boy, you're in a pennant race, and all of a sudden you're going to play back-to-back doubleheaders. And they still got to go to Colorado for a series as well. So their pitching is going to be tested in a very big way here down the home stretch of the baseball season. But 11:20 pregame this morning for game one, then 5:20 with pregame for game two tonight on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And, you know, the Cardinal game got canceled last night. A number of the high school games got canceled last night. It was just a mess of a situation last night. And joining us on the phone right now is North Mac head coach Pat Bowman. And they had to play in Girard last night because of weather throughout the last few weeks. Didn't allow the field in Verdon to get done. And I guess, coach, good morning first. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing well. How did the field in Girard hold up last night?
Held up well. We had some pretty good grass on the field, so it rained. It rained 3/4 of the game, and steady rain. But I walked up this morning and still in pretty good shape.
And at least you guys got the game in. I mean, there were a number of teams last night that were not able to do that, so they have to play today. When you spend so much time getting ready for it, you want to be able to play on that first Friday night.
Yeah, and that's always tough when you have to come back that second day.
Well, you were right in the ball game last night with Perennial Power Moreau Forsyth. How did you like the way that your team executed and performed last night?
We played well. We spotted them 13 points in the first quarter. That's always tough when you have Forsyth. Those guys have been in a lot of big games. They've played 5 more weeks than we did last year. So when you spot a powerhouse like Moreau with 13 points and it's tough to overcome, but we overcome and got right in the ball game and a couple big plays here or there, and it could have gone the other way for us.
And you, I mean, you found out a lot about your team last night. Like I said, when you get down 13 right out of the chute against a team like Moreau Forsyth, it would be, I guess, easy to kind of let that game slip away, but you guys went the other way.
You bet, especially with when you're talking high school kids. That shows a lot of heart and dedication to the what we have here at North Mac, and I couldn't be more proud of our kids this morning.
As you look at your team now through 1 week, I bet you probably feel even better. You were high on your team coming in. You probably feel even better about them now, even though you didn't win last night.
We've got some things we can fix. We know we can get better, so that's always a good thing. And I talk to them every day, get better every single day, and we'll continue to improve, I think.
Where are some of those areas you would like to see the improvement for your game next week?
Always, first game's always a big one. So we could probably go every single position and tell everybody they can get better. There's not one big thing that stands out, but always comes down to blocking and tackling, and you can't do those perfect every time. So we'll continue to work on those.
And that is so true. You can have the best offensive plays in the world, the greatest defensive scheme, but if you don't block and you don't tackle, it don't work.
You're exactly right.
Now you get back-to-back road games. Now, Porta got a big win last night over Plains. We've talked about this before. In the Sangamo, there's nothing easy any week.
Correct. There's nothing easy. You're right. They got a big win over Plains. I haven't seen the film yet. Looking forward to seeing how that game turned out. But like you said, it's a battle every week, and our kids know it. We know it. So we've got to come ready to roll every Friday.
All right. Patrick Bowman, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and best of luck next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Pat Bowman, the head coach of North Mac, and they will be on the road for two straight weeks now, and then they will be back home for homecoming week four against Pittsfield. That's a game we'll carry on WSMI, and then we'll have their week six game at Auburn as well. But hopefully the homecoming game, they will be back in Verdon on that nice new field. That's certainly the plan, and we'll have Sports Saturday live from Steve O'Dell's office in Verdon coming up on the Saturday following their homecoming game against Pittsfield. So we're certainly looking forward to that. 10th year of football for North Mac. That's hard to imagine. They've already been around for 10 years, and they've had great success. Quarterfinalists in 2011, and then semifinalists, of course, back in 2016. And they were right with Murrah Forsyth last night, and you heard them. You spot 13 points, and it's going to be tough. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Greenville Comets, Todd Hutchison. Good morning, Hutch. How are you?
Good, guys. Good. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're dry. You were not dry last night. You should have had like a freshman holding an umbrella over you or something.
Yeah. That would be a good job for a freshman. Honestly, during games like that, I don't even feel like, you know, I don't even feel the rain and things like that. So it's kind of weird. People said it was raining pretty hard. But during the game, it's something that, you know, I guess we don't even think about as it's going on.
Yeah, you're locked in to what you're doing. And you got the win last night, Hutch, but I know that a few too many unnecessary mistakes from your team last night.
Yeah, I think just game one stuff. You know, we had some young kids, some sophomores playing their first varsity action. We had about three or four kids that were out for several reasons. So it was just a kind of a good learning day for us. I thought our kids, after things got settled in, I thought the kids played really well. Defensively, I thought we were pretty good. And, you know, again, we have something to work on in practice this week, so that's a good thing. And we got a win to go along with that.
Isaac Green made one of the best catches I've seen in a long time on that diving play into the end zone. When Harnacher threw that ball, it was perfectly thrown, but Green was like 10 yards away.
Yeah, Isaac's a special athlete, you know, a basketball, football guy. And, you know, the thing about Isaac this year is he's really turned it up leadership-wise, done a great job being a vocal leader and a leader on the practice field for us. And he made three really good plays last night. Like you said, Will threw a really nice ball, and Isaac had the makeup speed to make a pretty good play in the end zone for it.
Yeah, that was a highlight reel play in every sense of the word last night. Your running game, fantastic. You know, Dahl's been a Greenville name for a long, long time. Logan had a wonderful game. And then Kasdan Weber came in as a young sophomore and gave you some good yardage as well.
Yeah, they did. You know, Jack was out this week, so he's one of our top three backs. But it was really nice to see Logan come in as a senior, and I thought he ran well. He's, you know, obviously his career has been outstanding and a lot more left to do, but I thought he ran the ball hard. He broke tackles. He got some open field runs. He's a football player, and he showed that last night, you know, for us. And then, you know, Kasdan as a sophomore came in, and I thought he had really good vision. I thought he ran the ball well. He took care of the football, and a lot of that starts up front. I thought our offensive line did a good job opening some holes. And then Logan and Kaz did a good job of moving the chains for us.
Hutch, what was the mood of your program this offseason? Obviously, that great run to the quarterfinals last year. Were these kids, were they just ripping and roaring to get right back at it?
That's a great question. You know, I think in all athletics, it's a 12-month thing. And I think that can be a grind for kids, especially when they're three-sport athletes. So, you know, I don't know if they were ripping and roaring to get back at it, but they certainly were ready when it was time. You know, our kids work hard in practice. They're pretty businesslike in practice. So I think we just try to stay even keel and try not to get too high, try not to get too low. We certainly drew a lot of experience through 3 weeks of the playoffs last year. And, you know, that's really helped us go into the season and into some of our games with some of the people that we lost.
And Hutch, I know when you guys were on that amazing run through a decade of dominance that probably will not really be duplicated, you would always tell us, this league's tough. This league is tough, and it is tough. And then you see last night, Southwestern, who some people picked to finish last in the league, going to Hillsborough and get a win. You're going there next week.
It's a tough, it is a tough league, and it still is, and it gets you ready, playoff ready. We've seen it for 12 years now, where our nine conference games get us ready to compete and make deep playoff runs. And it's week in and week out. You know, people this week for us were saying how bad they thought Litchfield were, and we don't fall into that trap. You know, we respect all of our opponents. Litchfield's well coached. They've done a great job with their program, and we're gonna take everybody very seriously. We take no one for granted. You only get nine games on the schedule, so you take every snap like it's your last, and you prepare. And we don't know how good or bad teams are. We just know that the team on our current schedule, that game in front of us that week's the most important week of our season, and we got to prepare for it and play like it every week.
And that mentality right there, Hutch, is why you guys generally don't get bit in a surprise upset type of situation, because you don't know. When you're dealing with high school kids, you just don't know week to week, quarter to quarter sometimes.
You don't know from play to play, and the weather's a neutralizer, so we knew last night that could factor into it. We knew we had several guys missing, so, you know, you just got to have guys step up. We got 38 guys on the roster for a reason. They all mean a lot to us, and they all have certain roles. And I thought they all did a really good job of contributing to that win last night.
Hutch, we always love talking to you here on Sports Saturday. Thanks for a few minutes of your time, and best of luck next week.
You bet, guys. I appreciate all you do for our kids and our programs, and love talking to you. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Todd Hutchison of the Greenville Comets. Love Hutch. And, you know, the Greenville program, consistency with the coaching staff, it's so critical. Todd Cantrell's been on the football staff for a long time, of course, a long time boys basketball coach as well. So, you know, you heard Hutch talking about, you know, three sport athletes. They have a lot of them at Greenville. But they just kind of flow from one sport to the other, and the coaching consistency is there because all these guys kind of have the same approach and the same mentality, and that just really helps a kid get in. Uncle Ralph, you always talk about getting rid of your football legs and getting your basketball legs back. It's just a transition. But when you got the coaching consistency, it just kind of helps with that type of transition at a smaller school. I don't know that anybody has done it better than Greenville over the years. And they got the win last night, and they will travel to Southwestern next week and then travel to Carlinville the following week. And, David, we got a couple of big, big games in the South Central Conference here coming up in week 2 and 3. Both will be at Carlinville. Vandalia next week, Greenville in week 3. And this will be, you know, Pena's right there in the mix. But coming into the year, it was those three, Carlinville, Vandalia, Greenville, and then Pena. Those are the four teams. Any one of those four teams can win the South Central Conference this year, and Carlinville gets them on their home field in back-to-back weeks with the Vandals and the Comets. And both Vandalia and Greenville, at least I would think they probably won't admit it this way, but they're humans, and it's just kind of human nature. They got some payback on their mind because Carlinville throttled both of them a year ago. They beat Vandalia badly at Vandalia. And then in week 9 last year, if you remember, Carlinville just jumped Greenville. It got out of hand in a hurry. But of course, Greenville then used that to springboard themselves to a deep postseason run. But these next 2 weeks in Carlinville could go a long way to determining who wins the South Central Conference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely could. And it'll be, like you mentioned with Pena, it'll be interesting to see where they go this year because obviously they're having to come over adversity off the field, so it's going to be a difficult year for them.
Yeah, you just feel for Pena and Coach Higgins the tragic loss. There aren't words that can express the devastation there, but the kids on his team, they got his back, and they are going to play as hard as they can every single time they take the field this year. We want to thank all the coaches who joined us this morning on Sports Saturday, of course. A full day of athletics across the area. You got soccer, you got volleyball, there's cross country in action as well. So enjoy your sporting weekend. This is your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI, FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carlinville, and Greenville, fighting Illini at the top of the hour on 105.3 The Ox.